The question isn't how can I get more followers? The question really should be how can I get more of the right followers?
Welcome to Social Goals with me, Kat, the only podcast that's teaching social media and marketing strategies that actually work for your local small business without dancing trends, posting three times a day, or burning out. It's time to do social strategically.
Let's talk about growth and specifically growing our followers, which is always a focus and a concern and a goal for so many people that I work with. And when we come at it from the point of view of a small town, small business, or really any in-person business, if you have any connection to your local community where you serve a specific geographic region, the question isn't how can I get more followers? The question really should be how can I get more of the right followers? And even if you aren't an in-person business or are completely online, that's still something to consider, is that we don't just want more people following us. We want to make sure that the right people, the people that are going to be there to engage with our content, we're going to be there to cheer us on and eventually be the ones who are buying our products or buying our services. So we really need to come at this from an intention point of view, not just from how can I get more people to my account, but how can I get the right people there so that it makes sense and it's really supporting our social media strategy. So it's not just about more, it's about more of the right things. And that is true when we think about the tactics that we're going to use to grow our following. So if I was looking to get my first or my next 1,000 followers in a small town, this is what I would do. We're going to come at this from a holistic sense. So there isn't just one thing that we need to do. It's not just create more content. That's part of it. But that is also a recipe for burnout and not necessarily a recipe for getting the right people. Or even getting new followers. Yes, posting more can help us with our visibility, can help us grow that followers, but we really want to be strategic and mindful with how we're doing it. So if I was looking to really focus on growth and awareness and reach, I would create more content. And for some folks, this is going to be easier than others, but it is a really important piece of the visibility equation. It's not the only thing we're going to be doing, but it is part of it because as we post more, we are going to get seen more. 99 times out of 100, the more we post, the more we get seen. And we're also building that brand awareness with our existing audience. They're seeing us more in their feed. They're remembering us, they're recognizing us, which is going to help not just with increasing our followers, but overall in our business, people are going to think of you when they're going to be recommending to friends. If someone's talking about something, they're like, oh, wait, I saw Kat, she does this. Or I saw this person, this business in town actually offers that service. So it helps you stay top of mind with your existing audience, which is going to help with the referrals. And it's also going to help you reach new people as your visibility grows. So maybe right now you're posting a couple times a week, really depending on how the week is going, how you're feeling, which is totally okay. No judgment from my end. But if we're really focused on growth right now, I would want to see at least 4 pieces of content per week. And these don't have to be super in-depth or groundbreaking posts. We really are focusing on that visibility and the connection and getting our content out there. So with those minimum of 4 posts a week, I would want to see a lot of them as easy, low lift B-roll reels, because that is a way to help like flex your content creation muscle. And it's not going to take you a ton of time. Your only content, those reels shouldn't be your only content that you're putting out there, but it is a really great foundation without you having to spend a ton of brain space on it. I will plug. So these easy low lift B-roll reels can be videos of you working in your business, videos of you making your product, showing off your space, you working, like basically just capturing your day to day. And then we're going to add engaging reels hooks on top that speak to your story, your audience, and why they should work with you as a way to draw people in. To make this even easier for you, I have pulled together more than 40 B-roll reels hooks that are easy to use, easy to customize for your business, your audience, and are a great way to help you increase your post frequency when you're looking at getting more content out to get more reach, to get more followers. So that is in the linked in the show notes. It's only $7 and it will be a huge help for you as you create more content. But like I said, creating content is just one piece of this equation. Creating more content is not the solution to all of your marketing questions and all the things you want to do. It is one piece of it. There's so much other pieces of it. And we do want to be intentional with that content and make sure it is aligning with speaking to our audience, speaking to our story, and telling people why they should work with us or why they should buy from us. So as we build up that content frequency, we also want to look at the other side of the coin. So when we're creating content, we are putting things out into the world, right? It's very passive for the people that are consuming it. We also want to make sure that we are doing things that are more active in the way that we are looking to grow and looking to connect with people. So we're putting that content out there. We also want to be doing some strategic things where we're bringing people to our page really intentionally and really, and with that strategic thinking of how this makes sense for our business. So in addition to creating that content, I also want you to be doing strategic engagement. Growth is one of your top priorities right now. This is something I want you to be doing every day. If you're kind of just like chilling right now, but you do want to get discovered by new people, you want to build more of a community online, then maybe this is like a couple times a week. Putting it in your calendar is key, because when it comes to because we're not just like scrolling and liking posts that speak to us. We are really going in it with a plan and knowing the why of why we're doing this. So it is really helpful to have it in your calendar as a business task versus when we're just like wanting to use social as a place to scroll and maybe disassociate for a bit. This is going to be some really intentional time on social media. And what strategic engagement can look like and what I recommend it looks like is making a list or getting an idea of where your audience is already spending their time, both in person and online. So what accounts are they following? Where do they shop? Where do they hang out? And where are those places? And finding those places online. And once you have a sense of where these places are, it's about going and genuinely engaging. So we are commenting on posts. We're following these accounts. And it's not in the sense of like the really sleazy follow for follow things of like the, I don't know, like 2015 era, even 2020 era of social media where it was like, oh, I'll follow you or I'm following these people hoping that they're going to follow me back. That's not the case. It's really about building community and looking for the people that you actually like genuinely want to connect with and starting those connections by commenting, by following, by responding to their stories and starting those conversations. Because at the end of the day, we are people. We want to connect with people on social. And it's like going up and introducing yourself to someone at a networking event or at a local event. That's how we can use social media too. It doesn't have to just be we put content out there and hope that people see it and come to our account. We can be a lot more strategic and intentional with how we do that, where we are actively seeking out those people and genuinely engaging with them to start those connections. So again, if I was really focusing on growth right now, that is a key thing I would do. I would set aside time every day, even if it's 10 minutes, to go intentionally engage with those accounts I want to be connected with and start fostering those connections. Similarly, I would also look at what accounts make sense to pitch some collabs to. So what complementary but not competitors can I work with to develop some content for both of our audiences? So if I am a yoga studio, I'm going to look at maybe a nutritionist in town. Like, could we do a guide for summer wellness where we're doing a carousel together or a reel together? It's a collab post on both of our accounts. If I'm a maker, maybe I'm looking at collabing with another complimentary maker for a Father's Day gift idea post. And when it comes to these collaborative posts, they are so powerful because you are basically borrowing someone else's audience that's showing up on both of your accounts. And when done correctly, you are basically pitching your business to a warm audience because they trust that account they're already following. And now you're showing up with that person. So it's like that extra bit of trust. Like, I know I trust Kat. I like her content. And oh, I see she's done a collab with this person. Maybe I'll like this person too. And go check out your account. So collab posts are a huge opportunity. And it does take a little bit of putting yourself out there to make them happen. So being okay, knowing that you are going to be the person pitching these collabs. And some people may say no, but a good portion of people are going to be excited that you ask them. And maybe they've been thinking like, why are all these people doing collabs, but no one wants to collab with me, but they just haven't gone and asked someone. So you can be the person to go and ask them. And if growth is a big focus for you right now, that is something you want to be doing, I'd say at least twice a month, is like looking for these opportunities for collabs and reaching out to these accounts, planning like based on what's happening in your audience's world. How can we create content that is really valuable to them where they are and what's going on in their lives, and make content that supports both of your audiences? Another thing you can do on social is be really strategic in terms of using your stories. So as you are out and about in your community, in your small town, taking local businesses, like when you go get your coffee, when you pick up your gift for a bridal shower, when you are buying a new outfit, really thinking about your connection to your community and showing it off, letting those accounts and the people who follow those accounts see you as someone who is engaged in your community. It's also really nice for those businesses too, because now they have some UGC, some user generated content that they can share. And as small businesses ourselves, we know how nice it is when someone tags us in their stories and gives us that content that we can share. And also is like that, again, that social proof that like, look, this person, you know, came here for a date night, or this person picked up this as a gift. It's like those ideas for our own audience. So tagging those businesses and stories is, yes, good for your business, but it's also really good for the other business. So remember that you're not doing this out of like, oh, I'm trying. You're not doing this like just to help your business. It also helps the other business. So it is really a win-win opportunity to really show off how engaged you are with your community, where you're spending your time, where you're spending your money in your local community, and supporting those businesses to help start build those connections even stronger than they were. So we've talked about like a handful of things that we can do on social to help us grow our next 1,000 followers. But I also really want to reinforce some things off of social media. So the first one is to take a dang break. When we're focused on growing, when we're spending so much time and energy as business owners, you know, building our businesses, showing up on social, being the marketing and all the things for our business, it's really important that we protect our creativity and protect our brain too. So I always recommend taking breaks from social, but if you are in a season of really intentional growth, it's even more important to take a break, because you are putting so much of yourself into this content. You're putting your time, your energy, that you need to protect that energy too. So taking a break can look like having 1 or 2 days on the weekend offline where you are not on social. This is also actually really good for your stories views too. So if your stories views are low, not posting in stories for 24 hours resets them. And that's going to be a win-win when you come back online on the next day. So let's say you took the weekend off on Monday, you're going to have really high stories views. So that's a great time to share stuff that you want more people to see. So it's both good for your mental health and good for your Instagram health too. But in addition to taking those longer breaks of maybe a day or two each week, also looking at like in each day, there are times where you put your phone away, that you are not checking it, you're not obsessing over Reels views, you're not watching your own Reel 100 times. I say that from experience. I always love watching my Reels after they get posted. But instead, we are putting that phone away. And for me, social media, my own social media is like a break activity from work. So I set aside like break times where I can go and I can post in stories and I can engage and show up there. But other than that, I try to put my phone away, keyword try. There are days where it is better than others, for sure. And then I'm also really working on unplugging in the evening. So once my kids get home from school, putting my phone away and not scrolling too much after they go to bed, which again, work in progress. But I do definitely notice a difference the next morning when I come into work, the difference of like if I was scrolling the night before versus if I have unplugged, I'm way more excited and rejuvenized in the morning if I haven't been on social the whole night before. So that is key. That is like on social, but also off social too. And then the other thing off social I want you to think about is like in real life, like are there opportunities for some IRL collaborations where you're hosting an event with another business or you're reaching out to do a pop-up at a local business, looking for those in-person connections. And because those in-person things can also help us online. Okay, I dropped so many different ideas and strategies in this episode. And what I really want you to remember is that it's not just one thing. Doing one thing isn't going to be the key to your success on social. And that's why if you ever see a reel that's like, oh, you know, just post this hook with this trending audio and you'll go viral. Like, that's not how it works. And it's way more being intentional, being strategic is going to be way more sustainable in the long term. So it's not just like posting two times a day and like saying that's the strategy. We want a really well-rounded strategy so that it supports you as a human, it supports your business, and it gives you these opportunities for really strong connections. So it's not just how can I get more followers, is how can I connect with the right people, really build this community of people that are here to support me, that are here to cheer me on, and are here to support my business. I can't wait to see the content you create as you maybe post a bit more, as you're showing up in stories in this new refreshed way. As always, I'd love for you to share your content with me. Tag me. As always, I'd love to see that content if you want to share it with me. Tag that you're listening to this episode in your stories. Like we said, it's great for both businesses when we tag other businesses in our stories. And I know this episode is going to help so many small town, local business owners. And I can't wait to hear how showing up with this intention and this intentional growth is going to help your account.
You're well on your way to becoming social goals. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and leave a review. It helps your small business friends find the pod. Follow Social Cat Media on Instagram, that's cat with a K, and head to the show notes for my best free resources. See you on social and see you next week right here with a new episode.